Creativity is an addiction. Have you picked up something new that you're doing during this COVID stoppage? Have you dropped something you used to do because of this COVID stoppage? And your body is just going crazy. Or how about this? Somebody really super famous reached out to me to do an interview, a conversation on one of my podcasts. And then they wrote back to me and said, "Who are you again?" Wait, you wrote to me first. I didn't reach out to you. Huh. And you want to know what happened in that moment? I stopped creating for the day. Because spiritually and creatively, I was taken. I was injured. I was down for the count. And it poisoned me all night. You see, creativity is an addiction. And what am I doing today? I'm back to creativity. I'm back to the monster that I know that's going to beat the living shit right out of me. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So why not turn it into a tool? This is Arrow Unplugged. Do you ever just wanna? You know, we sit around on the weekends, we say, what do you wanna do? See, there's that word, wanna. I don't know what you wanna talk about. See, do you ever just wanna? Wanna what? Yeah, wanna. We all know where wanna is, we just don't know how to get there. We've read about wanna. It's like that bus. It says charter. I have been in more encyclopedias. I've been all over Google. I've been trying to figure out where is charter anywhere in the world. So I asked, do you ever just wanna? Wanna do what? Wanna say what? Wanna see what? Wanna? Yeah, wanna. And why is it W-A-N-N-A? Maybe if we change it to wanna, what'd you win? I don't know. I wanna. You wanna what? Yeah, right. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. Oh, my God. How many days are we in quarantine? And really, you know, it's so funny how all of this is playing out. And I hope that you are writing this down, because somewhere along the line, someone's going to ask you about it. And you know how the human memory is. You're not going to remember, or you're going to rewrite the story. And it's only natural. It's only natural. OK, when that kind of stuff happens, like if you were to ask me right now, what was it like in the city that I live, which is Charlotte, North Carolina, during September 11th, 2001? What was it like? What was the atmosphere? Sitting here in this place of now, I would be able to tell you what I think we were going through, but not exactly what we were going through. But because I'm a daily writer, we can go back to my journals, which are right over here, the journals. Or we could go to my second book, Another 1,021 Thoughts, and you will find out exactly what we were going through. And that's the reason why I invite you to just pick up a writing instrument and just talk about it. Or maybe go to Spreaker.com, Spreaker, speaker with an R, and maybe doing a daily verbal journal, if you don't want to write or anything like that. Just save it. Just save it. Just document it. Put it down, because there's going to be people in the future, your grandkids' grandkids, that are going to want to know what the heck has happened. And it just changes every day. I mean, it amazes me. I mean, 4 or 5 months ago, it seemed like we were all united in this place. And now we're divided in this place, and everything's going to court. Everything's going to court. I would hate to be in the court system right now. It's like, oh, God, we got to do that today. Today, we're reading from July 17th, 2020. We're living in the now, man. We're not reading from the past. We're reading from what is going on right now. And what's really funny, my wife this morning, God bless her, she's back in school. She is. She's got students. She has to ride the bus to go pick them up, take their temperature. And stuff. She's back. It's back, man. And I return this Monday to 2 lectures, man. Yeah, we're getting back. Well, her analogy this morning, and God bless her. I love the way that she, from out of nowhere, she'll come up with something that's going to make me giggle like a kid. The analogy is COVID-19 is just like Kevin Bacon. As of today, this moment right now, everybody is 7 degrees of separation with COVID-19, meaning that we all know someone who has had it or somebody who has it. I mean, the atmosphere of America right now is not about buckling down and taking care of our brothers and sisters, including ourselves. Either that, or it's the media that has made this the key story. Because no matter what we do today, what job is required, or if we're going to sit around, loaf around, drink, smoke dope, whatever, no matter what's going on, the news media knows that we're going to come and get whatever they've got for headlines. They're going to get that ping. They're going to get that little thing in the Nielsen ratings that you checked in for the news, because they know we have to know, because that's just who we are. We've got to be in the know. The normal person is always going to go find out where the latest news is, and is it knocking on your back door? When people have control of your mental actions, which lead to reactions, then you know that we're in trouble. It really, I'm not saying that, oh, you're going to get your butt blistered on this one. I'm just saying that, no. It's in a really weird, bizarre way. I wonder if my next thought is really controlled by me, or if I'm going to set something free that was actually created from a news story I heard yesterday, or something that was printed in People magazine. It's like, who are you today? And more importantly, who created you? Every day, there's always going to be a new leading story. I mean, come on now. The past couple of days, what's been the big thing? Twitter has been hacked, and they've hacked all the famous people. And you know you did, just as much as I did. Wow, they hacked into Barack Obama's Twitter. Wow, they did it with Biden and Bill Gates. Oh, my God. And then today they said it was with Kanye West. Oh, my God, give me some dirt. Now tell me what you think is really going on here. The headline says that somebody hacked into their Twitter accounts. What do you mean? Have you done research on it? I haven't. I'm just basing my whole entire conversation on a freaking headline. They got me, man. They got me. And how about CNN posting that cloud formation in South Carolina and then putting that headline on there saying that, oh, well, there it is right there. That's the sign of the apocalypse. Oh, God, the end of the world. And of course, at that point in time, I had to go and look up the lyrics to, End of the World from R.E.M. And it's like, no, it has nothing to do with the cloud in South Carolina. We got to get through this. We got to break through. I'm telling you, we got walls around us that are so tall. Mountains. No, I don't even think they're mountains anymore. The mountains said, hell with you. I ain't putting any trees and beautiful birds and deer and elk and really cool nature stuff around you. You stink. You stink with all the junk that's around you. You surround yourself with trash. And it is, man. These headlines, it's trash. And it's inside your head and heart. And we got to figure out how we're going to regain strength. A new shape of normal came to me this morning, and it really kind of freaked me out. It did. But it's an eye opener, and hopefully this will inspire your heart to pay attention to what's going on in your life. Jazzy and I take a walk first thing in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. We're out there walking. God dang, that moon was just unbelievable. I don't know what two planets were beside the moon, but man, that's the universe talking to you right there when your eye just happens to look up there and it's like, there's no headline on the planet. There is nothing going on anywhere except for this moment. And that damn owl, I love my owls in this forest, was just hoot, hoot, hooting away this morning while I was sitting there looking at the moon and these two planets side by side. Oh, that's not the new normal. I was just telling you that when we came in from our walk. You see how the universe works through this? It's like it's there. The positives are there. But those god dang news media outlets, man, they don't want me to look at the moon and the two planets. They don't want me to pay attention to everything that's out there, the owls and the bunnies and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, my new normal this morning, I came in from the walk and I was standing in the dining room. I was. The very dining room that back in the early days of COVID-19, when we were all in lockdown, we played a lot of card games. We played a lot of board games. We played a lot of games. We laughed. We had a lot of dinners and lunches together in that room. A lot of dinners and lunches. You see where I'm going with this? And you know what else we did? We would have the computer in there, and Lee and I, my wife, she and I would sit there, and we would talk to family members and friends all day and all night on this thing called Zoom and Google Meet. And we would talk and laugh and play not cards, but we would play this game with other school teachers. There'd be like 28 or 30 of these school teachers. We would just sit there and we'd play this game, this trivia game. And we used to do that. I guess we're back to normal. We are, aren't we? Because we used to do that. Walking into the dining room and all of the things that we did during those days of lockdown, where it felt like that we were all coming together, where it felt like that we were united. And even though it didn't feel like that we were in peace, faith, trust, but we were. And you can't help but sit there and think about another R.E.M. song, Losing My Religion. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to give you a positive. I went in there to look at those lyrics as well. No, has nothing to do with losing your religion. Nothing. But it's a headline. You see what I mean? You see, losing my religion, end of the world from REM. What do you think about, right? And then when you go in and you look at the lyrics and you're going, well, blister my butt. Huh. All right. Did I ask any questions today? Okay, well, I did. But I'm going to end it the way that everybody else seems to be ending their social media. I was just asking for a friend. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.